I'm ready for rotting. You wanna be Hello, and welcome to another Sleeper Wire draft short for the 2021 offseason. I am your host, Matthew Burney. You can find me at SportsFanaticMB. And again, today I'll be bringing you a draft profile on an incoming 2021 eligible player. Today we're going to talk about quarterback Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. 6'3", 224 pounds. He had a three-star rating in 2018, the 49th ranked dual quarterback out of Marshall, Minnesota. He received seven college offers. The only big school was Boise State. Lance, who wanted to get an offer from hometown Minnesota but did not receive one, decided to go to North Dakota State in hopes of eventually transferring to Minnesota, but we know that, unfortunately, did not happen. After appearing in just two games his freshman season, Trey Lance decided to redshirt as he wasn't getting much time and then started playing as the starting quarterback as a sophomore in the 2019 season for the North Dakota State Bisons. This is the season that got Trey Lance all of the hype that he is currently riding on right now, as he was unfortunately not able to play in the 2020 season, but we'll get to that in just a minute. So in 2019, Trey Lance put up incredible stats. Threw 287 passes, completed 192 of them for a 66.9 completion percentage, 2,786 passing yards with 28 touchdowns and zero interceptions. He added 1,100 rushing yards, 14 touchdowns on just 16 attempts. So as you can see from that, Trey Lance was able to burn you with not just his arm, but with his legs. And being able to throw 28 touchdowns with zero interceptions is incredible, regardless of what level of college you are playing at. And playing in the FCS here with North Dakota State has had some people question him, but he still had an amazing season here in 2019. Going into 2020, with COVID and everything going on ravaging the country, North Dakota State decided they were not going to play at all, which obviously killed Trey Lance's hopes in continuing and completing another incredible season, following up what he did his sophomore year. After much talk and debate, North Dakota State decided they were going to play one game to allow Trey Lance a shot to prove to everyone that he was a true and legit top quarterback in this class. On October 3rd, the North Dakota State Bisons played Central Arkansas and beat them 39-28. Trey Lance was able to go 15 of 30 for 149 yards passing, two touchdowns, and one interception. He did, however, carry the ball 15 carries for 143 yards and two touchdowns. By many who watched the game, or many accounts by those who watched the game, he did not have an overall great game, and some were still a little bit worried about what that meant for him moving forward. Trey Lance is still one of the best prospects in this draft and one of the best quarterback prospects in this draft. So let's talk about what he does good and what he needs to improve on. His pros: he has demonstrated excellent poise when the pocket collapses. He never appears to panic with pressure. His mobility in and out of the pocket is one of his strengths as well. He buys himself time within the pocket and with his footwork. He has shown the ability to extend plays with his legs when in the pocket, or when the pocket collapses. He is a legitimate threat to the defense as a runner. We just discussed his stats the past two seasons and what he's able to do with his legs. It's a massive feather in his cap when going into the NFL level. If you can do something like that where it's a third and four and all of your wide receivers are covered and he can just use his legs to get himself that first down. He has a compact and quick release. He has very good functional strength, which allows him to generate plenty of velocity on his throws. His incredible arm strength is shown in the fact that he can throw a fastball on the dot to the opposite side of the field. And again, is one of the more impressive throws a quarterback can make at the college level. It's an NFL throw standing on the opposite hash and throwing an absolute strike to the wide receiver on the other side with accuracy, and whether it hits them in stride or in their hands, and they're able to do damage after the catch. He set an NCAA record for the most attempts, which is 287 passes without an interception. While there were certainly opportunities for interceptions, he's generally done a great job of taking care of the football. So when you're talking about the strengths of Trey Lance's decision-making, obviously without throwing an interception, his poise for being able to throw the ball when the pocket collapses and get first downs when he's being pressured, the compact and quick release that he has is very good. and something that is should help him at the next level. His pocket manipulation and his arm strength, mobility are all strengths of his game. Let's talk about where he can improve. Accuracy is a big thing for me at the next level, and it's one of the things that he can improve on. He misses high on occasion and is somewhat inconsistent even when he has a clean pocket. He flashes moments of excellent throws, but also has had some glaring misses to wide open receivers down the field. Cleaning up his footwork and mechanics from the ground up should serve him well, and something that I think NFL teams will focus on when they get him in the building. While I mentioned his arm strength as a plus for him, it is also a downside and as well, as he tends to force balls into wide receivers as fast as he possibly can, zipping in that fastball, which is sometimes making it hard for wide receivers to catch. It's something I do think he should learn a little bit, is to put variance on his throws and different speeds as well, so that the wide receivers aren't always having to catch that fastball from him, as it's not always needed. So my summary on Trey Lance: in my opinion, he is the most intriguing QB in the 21 class. I think he is the best quote-unquote Konami code quarterback. Lance has the size, the speed, athleticism, and arm strength and moxie to be a starting QB in the NFL. What worries me is all of the stats he put up came as a redshirt freshman and was only able to play the one game in his sophomore season. He opted out, prepared for the NFL draft. The jump from FCS to the NFL is a massive one. Even though Carson Wentz at the same school was able to do it, he was a starter for 4 years with North Dakota State. So while I think Lance clearly has the highest ceiling in this class, I also think he has the lowest floor. He could be a QB who ends up completely changing a franchise, or could end up being the QB that gets a general manager fired. And for fantasy, that means he could end up being a top dynasty quarterback or not even a backup in the league. It would be crucial for me if he sits at least a season, possibly even two, to kind of help develop his strength and where he is a little bit raw on the field. Draft capital, I imagine there's almost no way he makes it out of the first round. Right now, with all the mocks going on, it's kind of hard to predict where he'll go. A lot of analysts have him as the second QB off the board. Some have him as the fifth. For me, he is my third-ranked quarterback in this class behind Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, and I believe he should be the third quarterback drafted in the NFL. Landing spots for me, the best two I think in the top 10 are the Atlanta Falcons and the Detroit Lions. Detroit, I think, would be the perfect fit for Trey Lance, as they have Jared Goff under contract for at least the next two seasons before they can really get out of it with a little or minimum cap hit. And that allows Trey Lance to sit, develop a little bit, and then come in and be the incumbent starter there. Start for the Detroit Lions and still have 3 years left on his contract because of the rookie contract scales, giving them the fifth-year opt-in for Detroit. If that does happen, I think it would be a good landing spot for him. While he'd still have DeAndre Swift there for a couple seasons, right now they would be able to get wide receivers in the drafts the next couple years to then work and build up with Trey Lance as well, where they likely lose Marvin Jones and Kenny Golladay this offseason. Although if Kenny Golladay does sign long-term, I would love him with the skill set that Trey Lance has. When it comes to Superflex drafts, I do believe that he should be the third quarterback drafted, regardless of where he lands. However, I don't know if I would draft him as a third player off the board. I would take Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields for sure, and then I would probably think about leaning Najee Harris, maybe even Ja'Marr Chase and Devonta Smith, before then leaning in on Trey Lance. However, with the value in the quarterback positions in super flex leagues, I can understand you taking Trey Lance at the three spot in fantasy. And one QB leagues, I believe he should be somewhere in the third round. If you really need a quarterback, that's where I would reach for him. With the depth of this class at the running back and wide receiver position, and really tight end position as well, I would tend to let the quarterback slip a little bit and not reach on them. So that is my sleeper wire draft short for the 2021 offseason on your quarterback profile here for Trey Lance. As always, thank you for listening and have a great day.